it's a neat stat, so that's pretty much it. It's neat.
What happened on that play? It looked like they didn't think you were dropping back.
Right, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he saw me or not, but I was in that zone and he threw in and you know, I just caught the ball.
He saw you after.
Yeah, he saw me running past.
Julius, your longest run, do you think? I mean, just based on sheer what going sideline to sideline like that, did it feel like your longest run?
No. I had probably like a 80-yard return a long time ago in Denver.
Where does this one rank though?
It's at the top. It's at the top. It was nice because I actually scored more.
What kind of sense did you get about Ponder in terms of his frustration? It seemed like you guys were in his head a little bit.
I don't know if we were in his head. I thought we came out. We got a lot of hits on him early. Got a lot of pressure on him, and I think it affected him a little bit.
Was it difficult this week preparing without necessarily knowing who the quarterback was going to be?
It wasn't difficult because the thing about us is we're going to go out there and play our scheme. We're not necessarily worried about the personnel on the other side. It's about us and how we play, not necessarily here not to stop.
Julius, you told us this week stats can be deceiving. You guys were close to getting those sacks. You were creating the pressure, which was creating turnovers. Tonight you had six sacks. You had six sacks coming in on the season. Was that just proof that you guys were that close all along?
Yeah, I think we've been rushing the passer pretty well all season. That hasn't been the problem. The problem has been rushing the passer. We got guys that can rush. We got guys that can go in and rush. We got guys on the bench that can come in and get sacked. So that's not an issue for this team.
And secondly, is it exciting to see that early lead, to know that you're going to be able to pin your ears back a little bit and get after the quarterback and what you guys do best?
Yeah, it's a nice situation to be in, you know, once you get up a couple of scores. So the game changes and you get a chance to rush a little bit.
How big is this time now off in the sense of going to Miami? You have that time off compared to the short week you just had.
Yeah, it's a good thing for us to have a couple of days off, recharge the batteries, and come back and get to work. And you know, we got another couple of games stretch before the bye week, so we want to be resting and prepared and win those.
Two more, please.
For the benefit of those of us who are stuck in the back here at the beginning of this, what was it like to do your first Lambeau Leap?
It was actually pretty tough to get up there. You know, I was pretty tired after that run, so you know, I barely got up there. So you know, it was tough.